in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today in 100.7 WHUD. Anthony Bonneville. Hello, Anthony.
How's it going?
It's going well. You got one of the coolest names we've ever had on this segment. Anthony Bonneville.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's a sturdy car.
It's better than John Cougar, I'll tell you that much.
True.
The only thing better would be like Andy Stingray. That would be a cool name.
Man. I might. Maybe I should change my name.
Is that your real name, though, Anthony Bonneville?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, fantastic. You got a break on that, man. You know, you're one of the few people that I've actually seen play that has appeared on this Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, and you are some kind of songwriter. You're good.
Well, thank you so much.
Where do you live?
I live in Pine Plains, New York, Northern Dutchess.
Northern Dutchess County. Do you tend to perform up there primarily, or do you kind of move around?
I'm all over the place.
We'll talk about some of your gigs and your website in just a moment and play that song, Come Say Hi. You do a lot of music. I went online, and you got a lot of songs on SoundCloud, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. You checked it out.
Are you always writing music?
As much as I can. I probably will finish a song at the end of the day, though.
No kidding. So it's like almost a song a day for you?
Around a week, I'd say.
Wow. So where do these inspirations come from?
Oh, man, everywhere. Mostly girls, but...
Well, yeah, we know that.
That's
the
difference.
Okay, so let's break that down. Love, heartache,
here we go.
Distance.
Yeah.
Come on, there's so many ways to go with this, right? Drinking.
Happiness.
Drinking.
Yeah, I got a couple songs about alcohol.
Driving in your car. See, there's a lot of ways to go with this, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you touch on a lot of that, pretty much. Are they based on your songs, real things that happened to you, or are they kind of universal?
For the most part. I mean, there's a couple, like, co-writing exercises I did with a couple friends that are, like, you know, less personal, but you can still draw from your own experiences.
So you do collaborate with other artists once in a while?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always a fun experience.
Yeah, because you never know.
They have their own life that they can write from.
And you can steal their ideas, too.
Exactly.
That's what you're really thinking, right?
Yeah.
You wrote your first song at a young age. How old were you?
I must have been 14 or 15.
Okay, it's not terribly young, but it's immature.
Right, yeah. I'll say I came a long way from that.
Matured,
I hope.
You've matured since then, Anthony?
I would like to say so.
Do you remember the song that you wrote when in middle school?
Yeah. There's a recording of it, but...
Does it stand up to time?
I mean, I don't like listening to it much, but...
Why is that?
It was like a slow, like, as cliche as possible love song.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes cliches are called cliches for a reason. Because
true.
They mean something to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD, Anthony Bonneville. You grew up in a kind of a talented household, is that true?
That's very correct.
How so? How
everybody
so?
On my mom's side, that is. I wouldn't ask my dad to sing a song for me.
Really? Why?
He can't keep a tune for his life.
He just can't do it. So you got brothers and sisters who also perform?
Yep, my brother. He writes songs, too. He plays guitar, sings, plays drums faster than some people I know.
A little bit too fast. Yeah, a drummer who plays too fast. One of those guys, right?
Oh, I never said that.
Yeah, okay. Well, give him his radio props. What's his name?
His name's Jack Bonneville. Taught me how to play guitar. Taught me how to be a respectable young man.
Well, that's the big job. That's the hard part.
That's right.
Being respectable. Do you have a day job, in fact?
I work at Sky Acres Airport, little shipping factory warehouse.
Does mentioning the name of the airport on the air going to help you in any way?
I mean, it might give me like a thumbs up from the owner.
You might. Well, we're about to find out. What do you do there?
I'm just shipping and handling different airplane parts.
Sounds like a song there, Anthony. Let's talk about the song that we are going to play. It's called Come Say Hi. It's cool. It's well done. It's simple.
It is.
And where'd that come from?
Well, it had come into fruition. I was in Wisconsin.
Hey, don't use big words. Come on, it's the radio.
Sorry. Well, the origin of the story is that
that's better.
I overheard that some of my family members were getting made fun of because their house wasn't that nice of a house to live in. But I'm thinking to myself, like, this is my family. Mm-hmm. It's the most loving group of kids I've ever met. The idea of the song is like, hey, before you make fun of me for my house,
that's right.
Why don't you come in and say hi and meet us?
Yeah, get to know us. It's a great universal theme, especially these days, right?
Yeah.
Easy to judge. Shake somebody's hand, look them in the eye, get to know them, ask them a few questions.
Absolutely.
So it's not about a girl.
No, it's not.
There goes that romance theory that we talked about earlier.
Right. Yep.
You do some live gigs coming up soon, Anthony Bonneville. What do you got?
Yeah, I think I'm playing at Junior's Lounge.
Poughkeepsie, yeah?
June 1st.
June 1st, Poughkeepsie Juniors. Get on over there. See Anthony Bonneville. What's your website? Where can people find out more? I mentioned SoundCloud, right? But where? What's your website?
I've got some music on. I've got music on Bandcamp. You want to add me on Facebook? I have a music page, Instagram. I'm on all the social medias.
Okay, he's Anthony Bonneville, one of the coolest names in local music, and one of the best songwriters, too. Here's the song, Come Say Hi, Anthony. Congratulations. Way to go. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Andy.